This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ted, we're here in the Benson Gallery. There's so many amazing pieces in here. How did you meet the photographer that took all these amazing photos, and how did we wind up here with all of them on display?
Sure. Harry Benson, I think, is the world's most important living photojournalist. And I met him about a decade ago in Florida, sort of collecting his art. And we're now the largest collector, if you will, benefactor. And I decided, as part of this theme of transformation of the arena, this was a hair salon. And I said, let's turn it into Smithsonian quality gallery. We'll put all of his work here. It's 175 photos. And open it up for free to the public. Let people understand the history of Washington, D.C., all the presidents, all the sports figures, and we brought Harry up here, who'll be here for a couple of days greeting VIPs and the media. So, exciting time.
For sure. And I think there's something, there's a beautiful symmetry, almost poetry, of owning a sports team, owning art. There are things that are shared and enjoyed by the public at large. How do you think about that stewardship of something like a collection like this? I mean, some of the pictures are just awe-inspiring. And also owning a team, there are multiple teams that are enjoyed by so many people.
Well, there's a bit of truth-telling that has to be told via photography. And we were downstairs and Harry was giving a tour, and he was there when Robert Kennedy was assassinated. And he was close friends with the family, but he had to take the shot. And so the authenticity to the craft and the art is really important. And he has shared that with everyone. I mean, he was like cover of Life magazines, Time magazines, you saw the cover shots that all these represent. And so, sports, entertainment, politics, it's really all comes together here in Washington, D.C. It's why we're the most important city in the world.
Speaking of D.C., you and the mayor had quite the weekend, it seems, or the quite weeks leading up into. At this point, there's been some news reports about the sale of the arena, the lease back. What can you tell us as we stand here on a Monday morning?
It's just another step in the long road to transforming this building. And, we announced, it seems like forever ago, that, we're staying in D.C. and the city was going to help. They're putting up about $500 million. We're putting up $300 million. This will be a major, I think the largest investment in an inner city existing building since Madison Square Garden. Twice the investment, let's say, of what just happened up in Philadelphia for the Flyers and the Sixers. And it shows a commitment not only to our fans, but really to downtown. And it'll start next summer. We're going to make a major investment on the first floor, the event level, just to have more space for our players. Our players deserve world-class training, world-class locker rooms, film rooms, and the like. And it'll start moving up all four floors. And then, obviously, outside will be the last thing that we finish. We've released some of the concept and ideas and plans. But there's this arms race that goes on with teams. You have to have great facilities. You've got to have great neighborhoods. You've got to have great school systems. What I'm most pleased with is that it feels like we're in it together now with the city. We met with the president of the Metro last week. He came to a game. And he gets how important public transportation is. We've tons of meetings with the police chief. She understands traffic mitigation, syncing the lights, keeping the outside clean. We just need to uplift the services, and the city's made that commitment. And, you know, we'll manage everything in the building inside, but the city obviously is responsible for the outside. But I have a real good vibe that this next 25 years after the deal is consummated, and the deal was just presented to the city council, they had previewed it and voted on it previously, and now they'll do another two votes, if you will, have public hearings, and my expectation is that this will be approved and we'll move forward.
Ted Leonsis with us here on the Team 980. Of course, you're home for Wizards and Mystics basketball. And Ted, I want to bring up the Mystics for a second, because the last game of the season, you set the all-time WNBA attendance record. Attendance at ESA was up, and the excitement in the WNBA, concluding in last night's finals, has never been higher. That's all great. The problem with construction in the summer at Capital One is that might be limiting if there are more opportunities to play there. So how is that getting managed as that brand and that league continues to grow, and the calendar of the construction?
Yeah, it's going to be a real issue, and we've already started to look at where can we play that has 20,000 seats. It'll be a stub period, if you will, three years. Obviously, we can still play in our existing arena, but that has 4,000 or 5,000 seats. So for those games that we could sell 20,000 tickets, we'll have to find an alternate place. Obviously, we manage George Mason, this University of Maryland. I'm sure we'll come to a solution. There'll be people who aren't happy with it, but I've disclosed this to the commissioner. We've disclosed it to the league. Everyone understands what we're up against. But, you know, we won the Stanley Cup. One of our campaigns was it's worth the wait. That's how I think we have to look at this project. If we're going to spend $800 million, we've got to be able to use the offseason, just like Madison Square Garden when they did their big rehab. When do you do it? So someone asked me the other day, what if the Caps go or the Wizards go to the finals and they're playing all the way to June? Well, obviously, we're not going to be constructing while we're in the playoffs. And so we'll figure it out. But it's going to be messy over the next couple of years, no doubt about it. No one's ever tried to do what we're doing. We've taken another 300,000 feet from this building. And you know, as you walk around this building, I think you'll see, as I said, this used to be a hair cutting salon. It did not look anything like this. And now it looks like a world-class art gallery. We can make it new. That's my intention, is to build a new building and make it look new for the players, for the fans, for the city, for the neighbors. But to get there, it's going to be a lot of work. There'll be a lot of Pardon Our Dust t-shirts being worn.
I feel like that could also be the theme of the rebuild that it's being embarked on by Michael and Will on the Wizard side of things. Pardon Our Dust, there's some things we have to do. And I think that one of the things that I hear from callers, et cetera, is the patience that is being asked to be had. People understand, like, you can't keep doing what you were doing, otherwise you get the same results. So a dramatic, drastic change was necessary. But ultimately, as the chairman, you're the one who has to green light a long process when Wizards fans have been waiting a long time. So I'm just curious, from your perspective, the discussions you had to green light that, and ultimately your continued message to fans, say, hey, this is going to be, you know, to say what you just said about all of this, worth it in the end.
You're being very charming now. I've listened to you on the radio. I've read your blogs. What would you have us do?
I would have you do exactly what you're doing.
I appreciate that. And so I did it once with the Capitals. It was worth the wait. And we actually did it originally when I bought the Wizards. We traded away all our players. We got high picks. John Wall, Bradley Beal, Otto Porter. We were the only team in the NBA who had drafted, signed, and maxed those three players. And we still had room to bring in a transformative free agent. Didn't work. Injuries happen. And so we did get stuck in mediocrity. And, you know, we had a lot of good players, just couldn't get through. And so if you end up making the playoffs, missing the playoffs by a couple of games, it's the worst place to be. And so strategically, we just said, it's time. And if you're going to make a big pivot like that, you have to make the investment in facilities and patients, bring in new people who have experience in those kinds of environments. And Michael and Will have been very, very impressive in what they're doing. We're still in this deconstruction stage, which is what we're going to be in with Capital One Arena. We have to knock a lot of stuff down before we can start to rebuild. And my vibe is, this last draft to get 3 picks in the first round, that was exactly the kinds of moves that we should be doing. I think this is going to be a long process, but there's no shortcut. And so, but I will tell you, Friday's game, preseason game, was the best attended preseason Wizards game since 2018. And we were able to sell more tickets than we did to the Caps preseason game. So I think the fans are excited. I think young players get them highly motivated.
For sure, and it's an exciting time with those 3 first-round picks. Last thing I'll ask you, Ted, is through that process and then restarting it again, was obviously I'm not trying to discount the fact that luck plays and all the things that you mentioned, but if you're not trying to find lessons and things in life, I guess you don't get to a position that like where you are now. So was there something you learned about building an NBA team, going through it the first time around, seeing how maybe even it can go wrong in ways outside of your control that you take into this one, that as you ask Michael and Will questions to just play your role in this, that you're like, hey, I'm thinking about this in the back of my mind?
Well, I think culture becomes really, really important. Being able to recruit players and early on make sure that they're the right caliber of player that understand the opportunity that they have in being a high pick, and their responsibility to the community and the fan base. I also think health is really important. I think that so many teams have been waylaid by their number one picks. When Derrick Rose retired the other day, there's some people that forgot, like, he was MVP and he was massively talented and great, and then just had this series of injuries, and so we want to make sure that's part of the investment that we're making, just world class in everything that we're doing around the science of care for these players. But then you need the players and their people and infrastructure to realize that's part of their social responsibility. They have to adhere to the protocols, adhere to the plans. And I think there's been enough data that's out there that says if players can stay on the court, they can sign that one extra contract, they can make a lot of money, that they'll start to listen. And so we're going to cast our lot with young players and try to keep them within this new culture. And when I look at the people that have surrounded Michael and Will, I think they were telling us the other day that since they've joined, players, coaches, employees, we have more than 50 new people. So we're turning around the whole organization, because it just didn't get us to be the previous organization, just didn't get us to be playoff caliber. And then once you make the playoffs, it's you get those lessons in the playoffs, and can you improve from time to time and series to series? And so, it's going to be a long, hard road, but I think the fans are up for it. We're certainly up for it, and we had no other choice. So I'm very committed to it.
It's Ted Leonsis, the chairman of Monumental Sports. Ted, thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.